Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:40. Hooman's on the show a little later today.
Oh, what?
Yeah, what's up with that? What's
he reviewing? He's doing a movie review. I'm not sure what movies he's doing. Do you?
It's written down somewhere. Do you have that, Nicole?
When last time I talked to him, it was Enola Holmes, and then...
I'm so excited. That's 11, Millie Bobby Brown's new show.
And the American Murder documentary on Netflix that Vinny watched.
So, yeah, I watched that too.
I don't know. I didn't put it down because I didn't know if he changed it. So.
No, he didn't change it. It's hard to know. Same too.
Okay.
Well, he's going to review the story about the dude in Colorado.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's mainly My Octopus Teacher and Enola Holmes, but he might mention American Murder, the Family Next Door.
Octopus Teacher.
Huh? Yeah, I'm not sure what that is, but do you guys know?
Well, I guess we'll find out. 9 o'clock today.
With his buddy, Eddie.
Who's Eddie? I don't know Eddie.
No, it's not Eddie. It's just another Eddie, but you know.
Is it Eddie Ukulele Eddie?
No, I know. I miss him too. We'll have to ask Hooman about Eddie and ask Eddie about himself when that comes up.
What?
Is it some rich venture capitalist friend or something?
Possible.
Who is this Eddie person? Okay.
Yeah,
Hooman just feels like he's not enough for us. He has to have
a
friend.
The mystery continues.
Yes. All right, it's 6:41. Let's do the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram. Make sure you follow the Alice973 Instagram page to check out some clips from the day's show and throwback clips, which are not endorsed by the hosts. And also, you can follow Alice973.
Yeah, that's a...
That's me going off script for a second there.
But I'm fully endorsing your off script mention there. I actually found my husband goes, what's this? Where's this from? I'm like, are you looking at Instagram? Who are you? It's like, why does he have to look on the day that weird video of us from 2001 is on?
It gets the most reaction, though, these throwback clips or this photo from back in the day.
Or
if you're 100 comments here, 50 comments.
So
blow them up, guys.
Just... freaking stupid looking with the makeup and the close shots and the
it's adorable
and the weird way that we're lovingly looking at each other. It's like, what's even going on? What's going on with those two?
It's capturing the love properly. Thank you.
I guess
anyway. Nice day ahead of us today. So by
fantastic.
The way, it's currently still pitch blackout.
Yeah.
Daylight saving time ends November 1st, everyone. So
close.
We're only a couple weeks away from the clock changing. Like last night, I thought, you know what we should do? And I was upstairs watching, I think I was watching baseball, but I thought, we should go take a drive and watch the sunset because we're going to run out of days.
Yeah.
I actually looked at the calendar and thought, we should do that. And then dinner was such a bleep show. By the time, kids, one finishes in 2 seconds and decides I'm not eating and get me off this table. And the other one's like, I'm going to make this dinner last forever. And I don't think it's because she likes it so much. She just wants to talk and take a bite.
You're a captive audience.
I guess. So, we didn't get to do it. But you might consider, with daylight saving time ending here very soon, to enjoy your late evening stroll or sunset, whatever.
Yeah, because those are going out the window. you know,
because that's going to change here real quick. We'll be dark by 5 or 6 p.m. and
yeah,
and that's until spring. Okay. And again, that's November 1st. All right.
Next
so the
weekend
presidential debates
already
are tonight. Mm-hmm. The last one is tonight at 6 o'clock. And there's supposed to be a football game tonight. And it's supposed to be on Fox. I'm surprised I haven't been able to find that they're going to either run it late or what they plan to do. Maybe it's just too expensive for them to not air it. But the football game is the Giants versus the Eagles. And that's at 5:20 on Fox. Now, maybe they're going to join that after the debate. I don't know. Usually when the debates are on, every channel runs it.
Yeah, this one I think is just NBC. Hold on a second. I have it here somewhere. Yes. Well, yeah, it'll probably be on a ton of different it is on all the major networks.
Yeah, it's on, and I saw it listed as saying ABC, NBC, CBS, but I didn't see.
So they must be. Yeah, I don't see Fox on here.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, it's
politics is their thing.
Network. Yeah.
And yet, you know, you spend a lot of money to get football. It's a ratings. It's the number one show on TV. I can't imagine that you wouldn't show it, but whatever. Right. That is supposed to be tonight at 5:20 on Fox. We'll see with
muted
the debates
mics
happening at 6.
Yeah, that's interesting.
All right. Here's some other stuff. This is some coronavirus quickies, if I could. More than half of people's nightmares now are about coronavirus, or some of the themes are from the pandemic, like isolation and anxiety.
Oh, that's interesting.
Half of people say they now own more relaxed clothes than they ever did before.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 6 say the way they dress has significantly changed in the past 6 months.
It's, I would say that, yes, I've actually bought more loose-fitting clothing. It's not that my manner of dress has changed. It's that I just never get out of my pajamas, basically, mm-hmm. You know? So I guess that's a change. I was always wearing pajamas whenever I wasn't at work. It's like, you know how I get all dressed up for work and everything?
Right. I actually am glad now that school's back because my kids were staying in their pajamas all day through summer.
Well, that's less laundry for you to do.
Sure, but, you know, it's nice to see her put on her clothes and go to her little class computer desk and not be in pajamas at dinner time from the night before.
Someone has to get her out of those clothes.
Well, I mean, look, I know she's a little kid, and these are actually, but somewhere in the back of my head is like, you lazy puke. Come on. Let's put on some clothes.
Listen, these dolls aren't going to play with themselves, man.
God. The top three brand names people say they've been using more during the pandemic than they ever did before. Hopefully you had stock in Zoom, yeah, Purell, and Netflix, because those are the brand names that are way up in
to the moon,
lives. Alice.
Yep.
Did you hear about Snap stock, dare I say?
I have heard that it's up. Yeah, I'm not bummed, though. I know that there would be people who would go, you know, oh, Vinny, burn on you. You know what? I followed that stock daily for 3 years. And you know where I followed it to? $4. I bought it at $21 and I followed it to $4. And then I followed it back up to even and was
and got
grateful
rid of it.
To get out. Yeah. So, you know, whatever could have been, I don't know.
Did you immediately buy some Netflix stock with that money?
I didn't. I actually bought something called PayPal.
Ooh.
Oh, maybe nice. You've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. I have. It's the wave of the future.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Actually, I pay it, you know, with whatever I'd started with that I got back. Half of it went to some other crap. Some bills and some things that, and then half went to PayPal. Anyway, singing is one way to spread tons of droplets, so you'd expect all karaoke to end. What just happened?
I just saw the price of Snap. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's way up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't care. I'm over it.
No, it's good. That's great.
Well, we're bummed because we could have bought it at $5.
Yeah. We were talking
about
it.
Then, now you'd have something.
Yeah. God, why didn't we do that, Bryn? We just really thought it was doomed. It kept going down. We were being greedy.
Yeah.
Mm. Damn it. God, we suck at stocks.
Anyway, back to my story.
Okay.
Singing is one way to spread tons of droplets, so you'd expect karaoke bars would have quit.
Yeah, absolutely. This can't happen. Right, and also they're indoors.
But because people love the singing
so good.
A karaoke bar in Canada basically put a shower on the stage, and now singers can sing in a shower-like contraption. It's clear, but it allows you to let it rip.
But it's filled with coronavirus.
I don't know what to say, but...
Are you getting in that thing? 12 people have sung in that thing so far. You're next. Get in. Go ahead.
I wouldn't, but if you really need to sing, and some people do...
Maybe they're squeegeeing it down, you know, a little Windex and a little or bleach or something. Boy, that is...
Where did my damn time go? All right, I got to go to my... God. This story is my favorite blind date story of all time.
I'm ready.
Now, I understand cultures are different, and I've never been to China, so I don't know firsthand about their culture and how people are. But here is a neat dating story. Two people in their 20s in China recently got fixed up on a blind date. And the guy said, I would like to buy you dinner. So she said, okay. And she showed up at the restaurant with 23 of her family members.
Oh.
Now, this was not announced. This was, I'm
by
showing
you,
up.
By
with-
you, I mean your whole family, is what she thought.
No, she says that she wanted to test her date's generosity and see if he was willing to pay for everyone.
Hmm. And was he?
The answer is hell no.
Oh. Hmm.
When the bill for $3,000 came, the guy excused himself right out to his car and left.
Good for him. That's good.
The woman and her family were stuck paying the $3,000 dinner bill.
As well they should have. I mean, that's, you know, you divide that 23 different directions, you can swing it.
They've been pricey. It's very pricey. Since, and the guy has agreed that he would pay for his dinner. Mm-hmm. I will pay for what I ate, but I will not pay for your whole family. So
will
the
he pay
woman
for
and
what
her
she
family
ate
are,
too, or is, you know, is he going to pay for him and her and then
just him? And there isn't going to be a second date. Oh, but I just don't know where you get the. I don't
testing
know where you get
someone's.
The...
Well, maybe she's looking for a rich guy.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
Yeah, don't but wouldn't even that... a rich guy go, you know what? I need to know you a little better before I'm going to pay for your whole family's dinner. How
and
about
I
that?
Don't want to meet your family on our first date.
Right. Well,
there's a lot of problems with her behavior there. Isn't there like a disparity between men, like a number of men and number of women in China too? Like, because Chinese girls aren't valued the way Chinese boys are. Because
all of the stories that I have heard are just that. Like, you know, we've heard that what you just said. I've heard the girls are able
to say, these are my conditions for you dating me or marrying me or whatever. And this is just her way of standing out from the other girls, I guess. You're going to buy everyone I know dinner.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. I really wish we knew more about China, but we. Yes. It's a cagey country.
That is one way of putting it. It's true. It does seem like they're cagey about pretty much everything. Any info that you get from them, it's, you know, there's somebody making an official statement or denial about this, that, or the other thing. China. Mm. Land of mystery.
Anyway, I am out of time. Let me do a couple texts for you before I hand it over to our commercials. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see here. NFL game on Fox. Debate is going to be on Fox KTVU Plus at the same time. Is that something?
Is that like a secondary KTVU Plus?
Is that like trying to find the HD channels on your radio?
Yeah, I don't even know where those are.
They're not really there?
Right.
Or are they? I'm not sure.
Apparently in the Bay Area, that is channel 36.
Oh, great.
Yeah, digital channel 36.
Super.
KICU.
I'm just wondering. I just hope it doesn't affect Big Brother. I mean, I can't. Plus. Can't really.
My Octopus
my
Teacher is on Netflix. It's so good. I've watched it twice.
Oh. Well, I can't wait to hear about it. If that is, in fact, what Hooman is reviewing today at 9 o'clock. You never can tell with Hooman.
With Eddie. Not Ift.
And not ukulele.
That's right.
Weird.
I know.
Is it Eddie? Is it Jewelry Eddie?
No, it's not. Yeah.
Oh, do you know who it is?
I just know it's not those. I just know I don't know this
any
Eddie.
Of the is
this
Eddies
a,
we know.
This is a made up name for someone who doesn't want to say their name.
I'm not sure about that. I just
is
don't,
it Chris
I know
Kelly?
That, I don't know. We can ask him. Coming up in 2 hours, right?
Chris Kelly would say his name.
I know.
He's been on
I'm
our
like,
show
who's trying
times?
To hide their identity? Like, I don't get it. Like, why can't I get a straight answer? Right. Why can't I get a straight answer out of it? I mean, this is the first time I'm like, Eddie, who?
You didn't talk to him about him coming on?
Well, I did talk to him about him coming on, like, last week. Like, hey, when are you coming on again? He's like, I think next week. But he didn't say anything about some secret mystery guest. He is just, this is the problem with Hooman. Like, he has his own agenda. Like, Hooman, we
secret
have an agenda, too.
Weirdness. That's Hooman.
I know.
Come on,
but we're wasting 10 minutes talking about this, and it's not even 7 o'clock yet.
Well, I guess it worked, whatever he's trying
to do. Yes, whatever it is he's trying to publicize. We're all fascinated, I guess. All right, coming up in the Celebrity Trash, the Borat movie, Quibi, Flashdance, and so much more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.